Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Though you see no water for miles around you, you are, like me, nonetheless marooned. We are castaways in this terrible bad dream somebody decided to name Barovia. To switch up the metaphor, we are imprisoned, and the fog is the bars of our cell, and our jailer is Baron von Strahd. As far as I can tell, there's no way to escape other than possibly by dying. Maybe by being eaten by a wolf, let's say.
Pip, you feel a little prick just above your thumb. And then you need to make a charisma saving throw.
Oh, no.
Did he pass with flying colors?
Pip looks at you.
I can reroll a saving throw. I failed.
All right.
I spend it, baby. Oh, that's a critical fail. Okay, fuck.
Hector, Pip looks at you and says everything's okay.
Everything's okay. There's no problems in the room.
All right.
God fucking damn it. What have you done to me, Adam?
Okay. All right. Anything else in the room of... note, well, you've given it a once over.
Yeah. Everything's fine.
I don't need to give it a once over as well. Okay. To Grandmama's room. I head over to the door.
You gonna open it? Piran produces from fucking nowhere a collapsible sheet of lead. He holds that up in between him and the door and waits for you to open it.
Just, once again, signs of Penia, whatever that may or may not be, and I open the door.
As you open the door, you hear...
That's from Piran, right?
No, it comes from the door itself, like the door sighs. The room in here is in full darkness. The shutters and blinds are closed over everything. You see a big queen, probably king, actually, sized bed, with like a four-poster bed with the... what do you call them? The sheets that go on a four-poster bed.
Okay.
The
veils?
It's like the shutter. Yeah,
the
like
drawer,
a veil.
Drawer. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. There's stuff so you can't see what's on the bed. Whatever. Okay. There's the curtain that goes around a four-poster bed.
Okay.
There's a vanity. There's a few wardrobes. There's a chest of drawers at the foot of the bed, and a mountain of dolls in this room.
Good to hear. I look at the door. Mm-hmm. Did you just sigh?
No, says Piran, folding the lead sheet back up. Do you feel okay?
Yeah, I thought I heard the door make a sound.
Look at me.
Yes.
Piran says. He holds up a finger. Follow the finger.
Following the finger, yes.
He moves it from left to right.
Uh-huh.
All right, you seem fine to me.
All right. Did you not hear the door...
sigh?
Make a sound?
No.
I
Pip, you say everything's probably fine.
Everything's probably fine.
Yes. I'll grab my
fuck, dude.
I'll grab my spear.
Yeah.
And when I'm in reach of the curtain surrounding the bed, move them.
Mm-hmm. You see, on the other side, there is a big pile of dolls that cover one half of the bed, so there's only just enough room for one person to sleep.
Okay. Right. Pip, did you want to I gesture the dolls.
Pip, you check.
I do.
You say nothing. You say everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
Is it no role required?
Is it strange? He just keeps saying everything is fine, like that phrase.
I mean, Pip does seem a little bit calmer. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if you think that's strange, but yeah, Pip does seem calm.
Well, that he's usually so paranoid.
He is. Yeah.
Yeah. So everything is all right.
Pip, you attempt to cover your tracks, realizing you're not doing it right.
Yes. No, I mean, I've checked the room. Everything seems fine to me.
Pip just seems, I mean, obviously, Zamet, if you think there's reason for Hector to get really suspicious, that's allowed.
Uh-huh.
But Pip has given you no reason to be suspicious.
Okay. Yeah, he's just gone from being very paranoid to being not very paranoid.
A bit confident. Yeah.
Yeah, he seems more confident.
That seems more like Pip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's Pop?
The chicken.
Yeah.
Probably would be, I don't know, I've stopped paying attention.
Didn't
to
you
him.
Leave him?
Well, yes, we did.
We left him with Tarpos.
Okay.
In the hut.
We left him in the hut, but we didn't. Right. I don't think we
And then we
him
grabbed
up.
Tarpos, yeah. So I assume Tarpos bought the chicken with us, unless you would have just kept it just alone in a hut.
I probably would have brought it with us.
Probably with Tarpos.
Okay. All right, yeah. No worries. I'll remember that for when Tarpos reunites with you. You hear footsteps coming up the stairs.
Okay.
Tarpos calls out. No, you, Gorob and Lushan, you, you hear them before you see them. They're causing a racket, some argument. Tarpos gets to the top of the stairs, stands in the doorway, and says, I wish we not get them.
It's nice to be so blunt about it, you know?
But they might know something about the doors.
All of you freeze as from Tarpos, who's been carrying Pop this entire time. Pop has climbed their way onto Tarpos's shoulder and is staring directly at you, Pip. Pip, you think you've been made. Pop, you look into the eyes of the cockatrice, and the cockatrice looks into your eyes, and you see it see past your eyes into what's going on. Pip, you wake up in the other room. You're a doll.
Am I on a shelf?
Yeah, you're on a shelf.
I'd like to tumble myself off the shelf onto the floor.
All right. You hear boom, 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 and you hear heavy footfalls coming up the stairs, and you can hear Gorob and Lushan arguing.
Do I have a voice as a puppet?
Yes.
Is it, like, small and teeny?
It's a teeny tiny voice, yeah.
Motherfucker! God damn it, not again! Can I cross the floor with the silver pin?
Sure.
Just careening into the room?
It's because you've got much shorter legs.
So slow.
Because you've got much shorter legs, you move at a slower pace. Yeah. So by the time you get into the hallway, you can see Tarpos standing in the doorway to the other room, and Gorob and Lushan's head swivel around at the top of the staircase to see you. Pip, you are about to spring into action and attack this fucking cockatrice.
Yeah.
When you hear from outside the door, it's one of them!
No.
Let's go to initiative.
No. This is exactly what the puppet wants. Oh, fuck. Am I a pip puppet? I a pippet?
No, you're a little ballerina.
Okay, a little ballerina. All right, awesome. Oh, I guess that makes it so much more difficult to argue my case.
Really does. You look terrifying if you move.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Yeah, this
fuck.
Sucks.
This is so bad. Gorob and Lushan are just going to destroy it. This is fucking karma, is what's happening right now.
Puppet gets to plead its case first, which is great.
Oh, no.
Good news, Gorob and Lushan are going lost.
Oh, thank God. I was just going to get vaporized.
Bad news, they are absolutely going to swing before they think.
Yeah.
All right, it's the puppet's turn first. The puppet, I guess, Pip, you say, we've got to kill that fucking puppet.
We've got to kill that fucking puppet.
That sounds like Pip. Inadvertently, it sounds a lot like Pip.
Pip killed the last puppet.
No, actually, sorry. We've... Because the carrionette, if it kills you, it dies. Pip, you say, we've got to capture that fucking puppet.
We've got to capture that fucking puppet.
You barrel past Tarpos, who isn't going to stop you, and...
Am I close to... Is it close to me?
Is what close to you?
Pip.
Yes.
I grab him. I react to grab him.
All right.
From kill to capture, that's not the Pip I know.
I did explode a doll literally minutes before this.
The last marionette we saw, who was pleading for their life, just got plugged. So capture is not part of Pip.
Sure. Pip, you get grabbed. Mm-hmm. You look straight into the dumb Azamar's eyes.
Yeah.
Who's the guy's name you don't actually know.
And you... It would be very confusing when the cockatrice came up. I'm looking at me. My chicken?
You look into the dumb Azamar's eyes and you realize the idiot's not falling for it anymore. Mm-hmm. So, Pip, you don't have any of Pip's brains,
okay,
but you have all of Pip's physical abilities.
Okay. Oh, God damn Fight. It. I am going to enervating breath.
Oh, my God. Tarpos and Hector, both of you need to make con saving throws. Oof. You fail. Unless you got something for a reroll on a saving throw. It's a straight up a one. Tarpos is going to succeed.
Is it a con?
No, I believe it's a con.
We do have a reroll constitution with strength check with advantage.
Strength or con?
Con, sorry. Ah.
I cash in this. Sturdy as a dwarf card.
You both pass.
Okay, what does anybody breathing breath
enervating breath?
It just incapacitates.
Oh, yeah. Good.
You would have fallen down.
I'm glad I passed.
Yes. All right, well, that's one action.
Okay, then...
Do it again.
I'll do it again, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, no.
Mark it off, you've lost it.
Stop it! Stop using my breath!
Tarpos is going to fuck up this one. Unless you've got something to help Tarpos.
Maybe this could be helpful.
Maybe. No, I don't think we got nothing
for her. No, you got nothing for her.
Okay.
Yep.
Nope.
All right, that it?
Nope. Yep.
Okay. Well, you made two attacks?
Two attacks, yep.
All right. Well, Tarpos collapses backwards, and you see the big dumb Goliath creature has collapsed. You're not currently being grappled, and you used your reaction, unfortunately, to attempt to grapple, so you're free to leave.
Oh, is there a window nearby?
Yes.
I jump out of it. I'm going to flee to the woods, Adam.
Oh my God, you missed the window.
You're so
unless you have something for an athletics check.
No, I don't think we do.
All right.
Just careen into the glass, but it doesn't smash.
Just like so used to like little tiny ballerina legs.
Exactly. I just, don't quite have my physical fucking situation under lock and key.
All right, I'm going to use legendary action. A creature of your choice may take one action. You're going to take that action, and you're going to try again.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Adam.
You're so kind.
You succeed.
Okay.
All right, you get out now.
God damn
you're
going
to take a D4 damage from the glass and 2D6 damage. Oh, plus you took, 1 point of damage when the carrionette stuck you.
Yeah, of course.
So that is 8, 9. You are 10 less. You're on 3 hit points.
Oh, my God.
And I guess you're just going to escape.
Yep.
Head to Kuchery. You've heard it's good this time of year.
Okay.
Entering my puppet era. God damn it.
Okay.
It's Tarpos's turn. Tarpos slowly gets to her feet. And Pip, it's your turn.
I'm Pip. I'm not a... That's not me.
All right, Gorob and Lushin look at each other, then look at you. Hector, it's your turn.
Wave my little marionette hand.
You can hear the little squeaky voice outside.
Can I go to the window and see Pip?
You see Pip's slowly getting to their feet. One of their legs is stuck out at a weird angle. Oh. You can see the shards of glass all through Pip's face.
That fucking puppet stole my body.
I'm so sorry, Pip.
Pounds above, fuck.
Yes, what would you like to do, Hector? Knowing that I definitely will not allow you to non-lethally fire a crossbow bolt or throw magic.
Oh, I know. I'm like, do I cast Sacred Flame? Or do I just use a command word and tell you to stop? But that burns through spells.
It's also only going to last like a round.
Yep. What's the fall?
The fall is, it'd be 20 feet if you fell. That's 2d6.
Can I try and jump through the window onto Pip?
You can try.
To try and cushion my fall?
You can certainly try.
Oh my God.
As I'm about to run, I'm like, grab that puppet. that's Pip, and I run and slam through that window.
Both of you take 3 points of damage. Oof, oof. Just as you were about to taste sweet, sweet freedom, Pip, you fall unconscious. All right. Sorry, what did you say, Hector, before you jumped?
I just pointed to that the puppet.
You can't see the puppet. Yeah, you can't see.
Okay, then I'd be like, Pip is a puppet, and I would jump out the window.
No. I'm about to be exploded by a wizard.
You did see Tarplos get got by you.
Yeah, that's
but like
true.
Dragging you.
No, yeah. They didn't see that didn't. Is the thing, because they just saw gas explode in the room.
Yeah, because you're in the, yeah, fuck.
They're just not clever.
They're just not clever.
So funny for a wizard.
Oh, no.
Stick them. Stick them with the thing.
If I stuck them with the thing, then I'd be in their body?
Yeah. Or you'd be in one of their bodies.
I don't
Would
want
you
that.
Swap with both of them or one of them?
I'd rather die.
Don't want to take that risk.
I don't want that risk.
What's
no,
your
thank
AC?
You.
All right. One hit point, buddy. Gorob reaches through the banister explosively trying to grab at you, Pip.
Oh, fuck.
His hand explodes through the banister and wraps around you. Ah! He drags you in close. What are you?
I'm Pip. The fucking puppet stabbed me.
What? Gorob looks to Lush and Lush and slaps him in the face. I don't know why I tried to slap myself. Lush and slaps him in the face and says, "You idiot! That's our good friend Pip!"
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God.
Gorob shakes his head. "Pip! Pip is a dragonborn, you imbecile! Imbecile! You're the idiot!" Lushin casts magic missile into Gorob's face.
Maybe I can get out in the confusion. Fucking hell. God damn it.
Gorob takes 5, 8, 11 God. Points of damage.
You idiots.
You idiots.
Stop it.
Stop fighting each other.
Gorob lets go of you, and Gorob and Lushin fall down the stairs unconscious.
Okay. Oh my god.
What?
I guess I tumble onto the floor.
It's the puppet's turn.
Oh no, it's
one failed saving throw.
It's making death saving throws on my account, Adam.
It's Tarpos's turn. Tarpos gets to her feet, looks in both directions. You Pip?
Yes, I'm Pip.
All right, come. She puts out a hand.
I clamber onto her hand, holding the little silver needle in mine.
As she heads downstairs...
What's Pirin do?
Oh, I forgot. Oh, that's right. I was like, I rolled too many people. That extra person was Pirin. Well, I guess Pirin didn't know exactly what to do. He was standing out in the hallway. Pirin, yeah, maybe Pirin, when you burst in, Pirin put the sheet back up and slammed his back up against the wall, just staring at you. But when Tarpos comes in and picks you up, Pirin's like, oh, okay, that's Pip. All
it's
right,
funny that Pirin was like an elegant lady in a 1950s movie with a rat. Just the chair or something.
You, Tarpos, and Pirin make your way downstairs, and as you do so,
oh no,
Tarpos, no.
Okay, I thought there were going to be more puppets, dude.
No, Tarpos casts Healing Word on Gorob and Lushin. They recover 7 hit points.
Okay, good.
You make your way down to the bottom of the stairs. That's about as far as you get, though. Mm-hmm. That's Tarpos's turn. Pip, it's your turn. You're just being carried by Tarpos.
Yeah, there's nothing I'm going to really do.
All right, Pip, get a good boy card.
Nice.
At the bottom of the staircase, there's a banister. On the staircase, there is a banister. And at the bottom of the banister, the last, right before you get off the stairs, there's a puppet lying, leaning with a big, awful-looking smile, leaning up against the little bell thing. You see, as Tarpos comes by, it pulls out a silver
needle.
Kill that
puppet!
And then it is, that was your turn, no, Pip. Hector, it's your turn.
We're all going to become puppets.
Would I stabilize you? I don't know.
If you stabilize me, I won't come back, though, right? I'll just be unconscious.
Yeah.
Right. I will reach in to Pip's satchel and start looking through Emmanuel the Monster.
You find Emmanuel the Monster, hand it over.
See if you can find the little guys.
It's Gorob and Lushin's turn.
You idiot! What have you done to us?
It's the puppet's turn.
Oh, no.
Tapos needs to make a charisma saving throw.
No, I'm about to be carried by a puppet.
Tapos takes 1 point of damage. Ow! And she looks over at the puppet. The puppet looks up at Tapos with that big dumb smile and then hops off the banister and tries to run. Tapos gets a free attack.
That rules.
Tapos grabs the puppet with her other free hand, brings it up and crushes it in her hand. Little bits and pieces fall to the ground.
Oh, thank God. Is that blood?
There's a little bit. Yeah, there's a little bit of blood in every carrionette.
Carrionettes are gross.
That's how you make them. Then... ow! Gorob and Lushin call out in pain.
No.
They need to make a charisma saving throw. They pass. Gorob and Lushin look over as another puppet sprints back up the stairs.
Fuck. This place is becoming so dangerous.
Gorob and Lushin grab that puppet and crush it as well. All right. Hector, while you pull out a manual to monster, you hear something hit the grass behind you. It's Tarpos's turn. Tarpos and Pip, yeah. You move through the building, being very careful.
Oh my God.
Tarpos doesn't see it, but you see as maybe 10 puppets.
Jesus Christ. Up. Jesus Christ. We have to get out of here. Pip was right. And is Perrin with us?
Yeah, it's
Perrin's
turn now. Oh, thank
God, I thought he was still upstairs.
No, it's Perrin's turn now.
Okay.
I think at this point, Perrin's doesn't care anymore. Perrin takes out from within his backpack, he takes out a little flask, he opens it, and pours it behind you as you walk. As soon as the liquid in the flask touches air, flames begin spreading.
I'm so happy about this.
Oh no. You gotta kill those fucking puppets, dude.
Oh, we're going to kill some fucking puppets.
You have to kill the little puppets.
This was a mistake.
You're telling me?
We should never have come in here.
Then it is, Pip, your turn. You're still just being carried.
Yeah, okay.
You can, if you want, you can prepare yourself to, as a puppet is going to try and launch itself at Tarpos to fight it off.
Yeah, I will. I'll have a little puppet fight on Tarpos.
Okay, cool. Then it is Hector, your turn.
I stop reading the book and I look where the little pff was.
There, lying behind you is a little dragonborn puppet.
He didn't tell me about puppets enough that I'm like, well, Pip.
No.
You didn't see. That's very true. The puppet says, yes.
No.
It's a high-pitched voice. It could be Pip's voice.
Yep. All right. Standing up. Right. What do we need to do?
Turn away. You don't want to see this. It's disgusting.
I've seen worse.
All right.
No.
Gorob and Lushin's turn. Lushin follows Piran's advice.
Okay.
And Lushin is going to cast Fireball.
All of these people. All of these people trapped in all of these puppets.
Oh, it doesn't have Fireball. Scorching Ray.
Oh, no.
Three jets of fire extend from Lushin's hand, and massive parts of the living room begin erupting in flames. A bunch of puppets get up and start fleeing.
This is like the thing where you're like, oh, maybe I saw a mouse in my house. That's a worry, but one mouse means there's fucking hundreds.
All right, that was Gorob and Lushin's turn. It's Puppet's turn. A puppet launches itself at Tarpos, and Pip, you're there to defend.
Hell yes.
The puppet lands and misses Tarpos, then you don't know what's going to happen if you stick a puppet with... You've got the silver needle.
Yeah, I know.
Do you
want to
try and use the silver needle? What do you want to do?
I feel like if I stick the puppet, I'm going in that puppet and
you
just swapping.
Know.
Can I just kick the puppet off the off of
you can.
Tarpos onto the ground?
It's with disadvantage, though, because it's a improvised attack.
Yeah, that's okay.
You attempt to kick at the puppet, but the puppet doesn't dislodge. Another puppet lands somewhere else on Tarpos.
Oh my God.
That's a critical hit.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Shot in the arm, double damage, and Tarpos has disadvantage on strength-based attacks for a d4
round. Funny that double damage is 2 damage.
Yeah. Tarpos takes 2 points of damage and needs to make a charisma saving throw.
Fuck.
The puppet lands on Tarpos and then falls off Tarpos and he hits the ground.
Okay.
Tarpos stops.
Oh no, oh no.
Pop the cockatrice
yeah.
leaps from Tarpos's backpack and starts pecking Tarpos in the back of the head. Ow, 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 Tarpos. What looks like Tarpos looks around to that puppet. Pop looks at you, Pip.
Yeah. Okay.
Sticks out a wing.
Yeah. I was going to do this anyway. I'd like to climb on top of Pop.
You get on top of Pop. All right. Then the puppet outside says, "Is he moving?" Hector, you look over at Pip.
No, he's not moving.
You get stuck. You need to make a charisma saving throw. You pass. You take a point of damage, and you look down at the little Dragon Ball puppet as it's driven its silver needle into your foot.
Pip, what the fuck?
I've lost control! That's a disadvantage. That's definitely a disadvantage. This is not Pop.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, this is not Pip.
Yeah. Wait a second. Pip would never give me the common courtesy to look away while he did something horrific.
And I just get a good boy card.
Step on him.
All right, that was the puppets' turn. It's Tarpos' turn. Tarpos is unconscious. Oh, and sorry. It's another failed saving throw. You're going to die like
no!
You'll be stuck as a puppet.
I don't want to be a puppet.
Oh, my God. That'd be so funny. Imagine reuniting with Pop and you're a puppet.
I've undergone some changes.
Oh, my God. That'd be so fucking funny.
Fuck, I'm so scared.
You a new body of some kind.
Oh, my God. That'd be so fucking funny. All right. Then a bunch of the other puppets are just trying to scatter now because
the place is on fire.
The place is catching fire, yeah. Then, Tarpos is unconscious. It's Piran's turn. Piran picks up at Tarpos's feet, picks up the puppet that stuck Tarpos, looks at you, Pip, on Pop, and says, "You're on your own." And then he explodes out of the house.
Okay, I know what I gotta do, which is a shame because I think it means I need to get off Pop, but I know what I gotta do.
All right, Pip, it's your turn.
I stick Tarpos.
Yes! Tarpos takes a point of damage. And the little puppet needs to make a charisma saving throw. The puppet fails.
Okay.
That puppet falls down and you're in Tarpos.
Okay. Can I grab the puppet now riding Pop and crush it?
The
ballerina puppet I once was.
Oh, right.
Because that's got the puppet that became Tarpos in it now, right?
Yes.
So I reach behind, crush the ballerina as Tarpos.
Yes.
Being like, wow, I'm strong.
It's unconscious, so yeah, I'll allow you to just do it.
Okay.
You grab the puppet and crush it in one simple move.
Okay. All right.
You're standing like a foot taller than you used to be. You feel so strong.
Yeah.
Your muscles are bulging. Also, suddenly you don't feel cold. You feel hot, if anything. Actually, there's fire going on, so yes, you'd feel, wow, it's swelteringly hot.
Okay, I'd like to just run outside of the cottage now.
All right, you leave the cottage with Pop in tow.
Yeah.
And you walk out, you look as Hector looks over at Pip at your body.
Wait, hang on. If I crushed the puppet. No, that's okay. Because I'm in Tarpos. Where's Tarpos?
Piran picked up the puppet.
That's
that
right. Okay, cool. I just wanted to double check that I didn't crush Tarpos.
No,
right.
You didn't crush Tarpos.
Okay. It's hard to keep track. Yeah.
So your body is currently unconscious out here.
Yeah.
Piran has the puppet that Tarpos is currently
great,
in.
Great.
And you're in Tarpos's body.
We can solve this when we get to my body. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I rush out the front of the cottage and around the back to where my body... Mm-hmm. Well,
you burst out and you immediately see Hector looking over at your corpse as a little dragonborn puppet drives its little needle into Hector's foot.
Okay.
Hector looks down at the puppet looks up at Hector, and then Hector steps on the puppet.
Okay, that seems good.
All right. That was... Oh, Hector, it's your turn. Your action, I'm going to say, is to step on the puppet.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Right. Yeah, that was what I would have done. I guess I would... I want to, look over at Tarpos, who is now holding the Pop the Chicken.
Yeah, you see Tarpos has stepped out with... Mm-hmm. Pop the Chicken and a puppet in their hand. You can make of that what you will.
I gesture to the stepped on dragonborn puppet, and it wasn't Pip.
I know.
Pip?
Yes.
Well, I mean, a puppet would say that, though.
But it's in Tarpos's body.
Yeah, but a puppet would say that.
House is full of puppets. Well, I got Tarpos's voice, but Pip's cadence, I guess. The house is full of puppets.
Behind Tarpos, you see his puppet after puppet is making their way, sprinting out it like rats from a sinking ship.
Soon the woods will be full of puppets. Bows above!
That sounds like Pip. Gorob and Lushan's turn. They exit the house and cast Burning Hands for good measure. The fire is killing a lot of puppets.
That's great. There's to hear.
Burning puppets are falling from the second story.
They're all puppets. Every last one of them. We were so close.
Not all of them. A lot, but
I'm
not even
saying,
50.
Oh, Adam.
All right.
For my own justification.
Look, two was a lot, to be fair.
They were all puppets. We were so close. They lied. They said they were trapped.
It's the puppets' turn. A bunch of them just run into the darkness.
That's not good.
Into the woods. And then... All right. Stop. You die.
If damage would reduce you.
Oh, yeah, thank God. Oh, my God.
You are unconscious. You need to roll death saving throws. You may gain the benefit of a short rest.
We got a couple. It's not over yet, Adam.
If you died in the last minute, return to life with one hit point.
Let's use it.
On the puppet right now?
Yeah.
Okay. By some miracle of the gods, Pip, your corpse, your body, sorry, is on one hit point.
Okay.
That means we're not out of initiative
yet.
Oh,
fuck, dude.
It's Tarpos's turn. Tarpos is still unconscious. It's Piran's turn. Piran looks at Pip, who is Pip's body, which is currently on one hit point. And Piran looks at you, Hector, and says, puppet, right?
I think so.
Piran drops the puppet that he was carrying, steps over to Pip and stomps in Pip's face. It would be with advantage. Well, actually, might still miss with advantage. Piran tries to bring his foot down on Pip's nose, but Pip rolls out of the way. Pip, it's your turn.
I rush over in Tarpos's body.
Do you want any of Tarpos's stats?
Where's the silver pin?
Which one?
The one that, do I need a specific silver pin?
To swap bodies? No.
Okay, great. Then with the silver pin from the puppet I'm holding, I rush over to my body and slam it into my face. I gotta swap back.
And then we got Tarpos to deal with. Who is the pup?
No, because then Tarpos is gonna be...
They're unconscious.
Ah!
You're dumb.
Okay, maybe I don't do that. Okay.
Do you want to do it or not?
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
If I do that,
Then Tarpos will be me, the puppet.
You'll be on zero hit points again.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Yep.
And then Tarpos will be in you. But the person who's not willingly getting swapped has so far fallen unconscious. But they've also, so far, you've only observed them going into the puppet. Mm-hmm. So you're not sure if you need to be the one being forcibly swapped and going into a puppet to be unconscious, or if just the forcibly
swapping.
Who's
in the puppet I'm holding?
You crushed a puppet.
Yeah, I don't think you said I was holding a puppet before. I don't think I'm holding a puppet. Piran's holding a puppet.
Piran is holding a puppet, correct. Yeah.
And the puppet Piran is holding is where Tarpos is.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, then
swap Tarpos into Piran.
Yeah. No.
Tarpos into Piran.
Yeah, that's what okay, so I'm just gonna tell Piran to make Tarpos stab Pip with the silver pin.
Piran's eyes go wide and he says, does it matter? If I do it, do I swap or does the puppet swap if the puppet's also holding
it? As long as
it?
The puppet's holding the pin, the puppet will do it.
But I'll be the one making the attack. Are you sure? Piran says.
What do I know with my experience, Adam? Because, you know, Pip's experienced puppets before, clearly.
Yes, sure.
With my experience of puppets, do I know if that'll work?
Oh, fair point. You've had experience with puppets. All right. You know that if it being forcibly swapped renders you unconscious for a little while, regardless of what body you go into.
Okay. So it's probably...
And you also know that if Piran is in any way in contact with the pin,
okay,
even if it's only slightly like a nanometer of flesh is in contact with the
he'll
pin.
He'll become a puppet.
The pin will consider him the one making the attack.
Okay, so it's better for me, actually, to attack Pip, because then Tarpos will fall unconscious for a little bit, and we can sort things out. All right, then I go with my initial plan and run over.
Get the pin off the puppet of Piran
and stab it into Pip's face with Tarpos's hands.
All right, what's your armor class?
15.
15, all right. You deal 4 points of damage, slamming the little pin into your own face.
Hi, I'm back.
It doesn't work.
Oh, no.
They made the same
throw. I get
two
attacks.
You try again.
Oh, wait, does Tarpos get two attacks?
Good question. Tarpos only gets one attack.
Fuck, never mind.
Yeah,
unconscious.
You're so strong, but you move so slowly.
Yeah, okay.
But Pip is now unconscious, correct?
Okay.
Wow, on saving throws. I don't think there's any way you could have done this and not panicked, destroyed your own face. You ruin your own face.
Fuck.
All right, that was Pip. Hector, it's your turn.
I'm just looking at Tarpos / Pip.
Did it work?
I'm Pip.
I look at the unconscious now body of you. How about
knock them all out?
How about
just knock them all out?
Pip is once more bleeding out.
Well, all right, that could be a tomorrow problem. Knock that one out.
I'm Pip.
Can you just Pip Tarpos puppet? Sit down. Just sit down for 1 second.
I sit down. All right, I'll sit down. I'll sit down in the snow.
I'll try to stabilize the body.
Okay. Unfortunately, you fail to stabilize.
Hey, not good at this one.
You aren't. Yeah, you don't have medicine.
Hang on.
You've got a plus one to this.
Let me just hang on.
Ruin the nose further.
I'll try again. What if I did this instead?
It's Gorob and Lushin's turn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
They're not built for this.
They're just not built to be able to pay attention to
just
who's who
start
anymore.
Start attacking puppets.
Yeah, just wreck puppets. That's all they need to do.
All right, yeah, sure. Lushin casts another Scorching Ray and smites like 3 puppets.
Okay.
They're running out of spells quick. All right. Then it is Puppets' turn. That puppet hasn't been stabilized. That's a successful saving throw.
Okay.
It's Tarpos' turn. The puppet that Piran is holding gets up. Piran drops the puppet. Crack!
Oh,
no.
That's not good.
Oh, no. Is it destroyed?
The puppet's arm breaks off, and then it gets up, looks up at Piran, and says, why?
Okay.
Why? And Tarpos, the puppet that is Tarpos, slowly staggers to its feet.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening?
You are a puppet now.
I am in your body. I am Pip. If you stab me with pin, I can stab my body with pin. And then we should all be back in, you know, to regular.
Piran stabilizes Pip. All right, we're no longer in initiative.
Okay.
Initiative might start up again, but right now we're not.
Okay. So your body... Okay, you're unconscious. Everybody.
If...
You are...
I am Pip in Tarpos' body.
All right.
In Tarpos' body. Tarpos is in the puppet. The puppet is in me. I point to my unconscious body.
All right, so Tarpos will stab... You and yeah, then you yeah. as the puppet will stab.
Yes, and then everybody should be back, and then we crush the puppet and get the fuck out of here.
Okay, well, Tarpos, stab Pip.
Why, wait, Piran says, why not you stab your body, because then the puppet goes into Tarpos but is unconscious.
Is that what happens?
Yes, that's smarter. I go over and stab my body with the pin. Again, I'm going to crush my nose further.
You deal enough points. You immediately go back into saving throws.
God damn it.
I'll allow, you know what, they're unconscious.
Yeah.
You've got time.
I got I'll time to just gently
yeah,
do
just
it.
Yeah, just very gently stab. You don't take a point of damage. You're on zero. You're still unconscious because you're on 0 hit points. But the
moment Tarpos falls unconscious is I'll be like, I guess this worked. And then I will cast cure wounds on Pip's body.
Okay.
So we don't have to go to saving.
Level one?
Yeah. And it's a good healing.
Okay.
Pip, you wake up. It feels like coming out of an awful dream. Your body is racked with aches and pains, but you feel an energy, a pleasant energy flooding into you like you just took a swig of whiskey or something.
I grab my face. By those!
You're on 13 hit points.
Tarpos, stab...
The one-armed puppet stabs Tarpos, falls over, and then Tarpos gets to their feet. Tarpos steps on the puppet.
I go over to a tree and throw up at him.
Tarpos joins you, to be honest.
Any fleeing marionettes will just...
They're gone at this point.
Start firing off. So I guess
The cottage is full on in flames.
Oh, yeah.
I slide down against the tree, maybe a different tree to the one I throw up on, and just like... Just see it.
I like rubbing my nose, like in my snout, be like, okay.
Yeah, maybe I do the same, but I'm like, because it's so damaged.
Everyone has a little snout rub, yeah.
Yeah.
So they would make a deal. In a week, we would go back to B, and they would turn into a marionette.
Yeah.
What a curse.
You don't, yeah. Fucking puppets, me.
Put my hand on your shoulder. You okay? You're right?
Year two, I spent 3 months as a puppet. Do you know that?
3 months.
Three whole fucking months, Hector. My body made it halfway across Barovia.
I slump down next to you. I'm like,
I hate this place.
So is the pin magical or what?
The puppets, the whole thing's a magic. We should wreck the pins.
If I was to grab the pin and stab somebody, I'd become
separated from the carrionette. The pins lose magic over time.
Okay. All right.
I still maybe get up from the tree, sure. And I'm going to go find every pin and, like, throw it into the fire just for safety.
Piran stands in the middle of the clearing with as much sight line in all directions as possible and just waits for everyone else to be done.
There's puppets in the woods now.
Could we have gotten...
You see, he's cleared a bit of snow away so that nothing can even hide in snow.
Could we have gotten a... You stab Strahd with a puppet.
You could make Strahd a puppet if you want to get that close.
I just...
You got one powerful puppet. I like scan
you could
scan
certainly
them.
Try.
Right, but I guess there's no point investigating the basement.
I mean, maybe.
The basement might be fine after the burn. You're not sure.
Right. Well, we've got puppets in the woods, I gesture.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to Kutri.
Piran, from a distance away, because he's got that sight line in all direction thing going on. Piran, from some distance away, calls out, "Can we leave, please?"
In a minute.
The woods are not safer, I say.
In fact, probably...
That's where the puppets went.
Oh, would you like them time to afford a plan?
No.
It's time to scurry up a little tree and drop down on us.
Oh, my God.
Or how about would you like to spend the night here?
Oh, my God.
I just hand
Does that
back,
seem better?
Hand back Emmanuel to Pip.
Cheers.
Gorob and Loshin have taken out a wineskin and are drinking heavily from it. They pass it to Tarpos. The three of them are wordless right now. Mm-hmm. They pass it to Tarpos, who also takes a drink from it.
I gesture with my hand. Yeah, me too. Like,
Tarpos
gimme.
Passes it to the rest of you. It's not a very fancy wine,
doesn't need to be right now, Adam.
Maybe I even take it and I pour in a little bit of... What's that fucked alcohol I got? Some elemental spirits, just a drop.
You get it. Yeah. You get a little bit of elemental spirits, yeah. the alcohol content skyrockets.
Passing that back.
Yeah.
Good addendum.
It's got a kick to it.
Like adding antifreeze.
Okay. Okay, so I guess... How burning is that inferno?
Yeah.
At this point, it's full on. The entire cottage is in flames. There's nothing to be recovered.
It's nice that it's warm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's very warm, yeah.
The flames will keep away most of the creatures of the woods, too. I think camping here is not a bad idea, to be honest.
Is it worth... Pip, I'm so sorry. Is it about... Just to the house. Cottage.
We couldn't have known.
Is it worth... Is it worth even looking at whatever was down in that basement?
In my experience, Hector, basements are the kind of place where the darkest things dwell, which unfortunately means, yes, probably we should go in the basement. But it's also probably worth resting after that and doing it in daylight would be my suggestion.
Okay.
None of you have tents, unfortunately, and while it's not currently snowing, you wouldn't put it past it to start snowing. Mm. So you can try to brave the forest and collect wood for a lean-to,
mm-hmm.
or...
Could I try and make, like, a snow shelter or something?
Oh, true. Yeah, you could try making a snow shelter, yes.
I got good survival.
Mm-hmm. Well...
I whiff it?
Yeah, you whiffed it. I get a bad boy card.
Mm.
The snow, I guess, when Pirin...
The funniest bad boy card for Barovia, but yeah. It's super cute.
I guess Pirin, like, moved too much snow away to make it really feasible.
Yeah. Pirin was not... Pirin realized that he could melt the snow in front of the flames, and so he spent a solid 15 minutes shoveling snow into the flames.
Fair.
Okay, what time is it?
It'd be... good question.
Because we...
You got lost on your way here, so I'm going to say it's like 3 p.m. at this
point. Oh, okay. Okay, I thought it was darker. All right, well...
Is there any way to put out that fire quickly?
You've got a lot of snow. Just keep shoveling what Pirin was doing before, but just do it to a more intense degree.
You rest. You and...
Tarpos.
Yeah, whoever's the most, like, absolutely...
Gorob and Loshin are pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Tarpos is pretty fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Pirin is largely untouched. Oh, never mind. Pirin's pretty fucked up. Don't know when that happened, but they're on 34 out of 57. Pip is pretty fucked up. Hector, you're pretty fucked up.
Right. Cool. Well, look, everybody, just... Oh, no, a short rest isn't overnight.
I know. It does nothing for us.
It does nothing.
I guess, let us shovel. I'll start shoveling snow. I'll just start shoveling snow to try and get some wood for perhaps a lean-to and, try and find where that doorway to the basement was or the entrance to the basement was.
Well, if you start shoveling, Tarpos gets up and helps. And if Tarpos gets up and helps, Gorob and Loshin get up and help.
Perfect.
And that's it.
Yeah, I guess me and Pirin just sitting up against a tree.
No, I fully expected y'all to chill.
Tarpos is handling having been a puppet very well, I said to Pirin.
Is there different ways of handling it?
It took me about a week to get back to normal, but I was a puppet for much longer, I say. It's very hard to realize you're no longer 3 inches tall.
I forget the terminology. It's been a while. I fucking hate this place.
Pirin, you are preaching to the choir.
Maybe hand it. Maybe we've got the wine skin. Hand it over to him.
Piran takes out a box of cigarettes, lights up, and then passes you one.
I'll smoke a cigarette, sure.
The two of you share wine skins and cigarettes while the rest shovel snow. You shovel snow until you... Well, you basically... The building is destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
It might provide tonight mm-hmm. with shelter from the snow,
mm-hmm.
but it's the building... It's no longer a cottage. It's more... Yeah. It's
like
more
a shell.
Yeah, a shell of its former mm-hmm. self. But you managed to put out the fire.
Okay
cool.
In its entirety, if you want.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, we're really, like, trying to, I guess, find the basement, because even though... It's in my head. It's like, well, the basement is, yes, where the terrible things are probably going to happen. And also, if not, we deal with it. At least it's like
it's out
shelter.
Of the, yeah, true.
Yeah, so do we, we would uncover
Yeah, you can
that.
Uncover the, I'd say then if you really want access to the basement now, you're definitely going to have to put out the entire house because it would be dangerous to access the basement while part of the house is still fire.
Yeah, we'll put out the whole thing.
The basement looks largely, well, you look down that dark, into that darkness that seems to resist your dark vision, and it looks untouched, but you don't see very far, so who knows. Well,
if I, like, lit a torch or had a burning piece of, like, wood and he's, like, threw it a little bit down the stairs, does it also get engulfed in
it's
that darkness?
Swallowed by the darkness, yeah.
Mm. Magical darkness, I assume. Lushin.
That sucks.
Gorob and Lushin wander over. Yes! What need you of I, a wizard supreme?
The darkness over there. I cannot look through it.
One could not look through it. It is magical darkness, pierceable only by a wizard supreme. Oh, a wizard supreme can look through it. Well, I think you'll find the first barbarian may also see through it. How may such an imbecile see through magical darkness? Magic has no effect on a first barbarian.
Oh my god.
Oh, a bit lightheaded from that.
I wasn't asking if it was. I knew it. I was. Can you dispel it? Can you dispel it?
Can I dispel it? If I cannot, then definitely an idiot first barbarian cannot.
What?
Yes, come on, Lushin, explain. What do you mean by that?
Should have said what?
I shouldn't.
Well, I may know one method of ending a magical darkness, but I will need the proper ingredients.
What do you need?
I need... Come on, tell the man. I'm looking.
Lushin starts flipping through his spell book.
Once again. Rubbing snout, snout. Robin.
Well, it really takes it out of you, you know?
Being Garvin Lushin, yeah, it seems exhausting.
It is.
How damaged is my nose?
Pretty fucked up.
Man.
I don't think a dragonborn's face would allow for a broken nose like in the human sense where you've got that crook in it.
Yeah, yeah.
But you've got probably the dragonborn equivalent.
Just like a little like kind of hunch of my nose.
There's like a big bump in your nose where the bone has separated.
Oh, no.
I will need a wizard as myself. But then, also, in addition, I need a curled and blackened finger to drive the darkness away.
Okay.
Holy water.
All right.
Created by a cleric of a wizarding god. And finally, whispers in the night.
That's vague.
Right. You have none of them.
I have none of these things. Well, I have one of these things.
Which one?
The wizard.
Oh, right.
I look to the hag. I'm like, there's your blackened finger.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, see, this is why. This entire situation is why I waited to give you loot.
Holy water, I can create.
You can make that.
Holy water, actually.
Is Penny a wizarding god?
A wizarding god. What? The vial of from the lake.
Oh, that's right.
Grabbed. Is that a wizarding god? I think that was just a religious...
I don't know what you're talking about.
of the holy water when he saved all those lycanthrop kids.
Oh, no.
I don't know if the Morning Lord or anything like that might be a wizarding god. I don't have anything.
Well, then the darkness cannot be dispelled.
Gora punches Lushan in the stomach. Ooh! Both of them go because they share a stomach.
Yeah. Of course.
Gorob looks at you and says, I know a method of dispelling darkness, a first barbarian method.
Right.
It requires a barbarian scream. Lushan, shut up!
Lushan folds one of their arms and says, go on then, first barbarian, show us. Gorob. The darkness begins to recede.
Oh my god, it's working.
Like smoke, it's pushed back by the scream.
Genuinely shocked.
Me too. I thought he was just going to yell at the darkness and they'll be like, why did it work?
Yeah.
You can see the bottom of the stairs. The darkness goes back a little bit, but not entirely.
Before we go down, while I was sitting with Piran, I've made like a little healing grenade using Coatl feathers just for healing. Sorry, Coatl eggshells for healing. Hag eye for accuracy to just, you know, kind of beef it up. And then a malachite for healing as well.
You get...
at our feet.
I love your healing grenades.
Yeah, me too. I feel like this always happens though.
You get 10 hit points worth of potion.
Okay.
Would you like to distribute it or drink it all yourself?
You know, I was making it as a grenade so I could heal us all.
Oh, I see. Right. Well, it's still only going to be 10 hit points.
Well, if I can give 10 hit points to everybody, then that's good. I'll take it.
All right. Well, we'll say how many of there are you?
Oh, wait. So it's 10 hit points in total?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm sorry.
I'll make another one. I got ingredients to make another. Sorry, that one sucked. Give me another go. fuck.
This one is about the same power.
Can I replace the accuracy with dragon blood so that I get legendary power off it for the second one?
All right, you do really well on this final one.
Okay.
So with this, for the first two, everyone's going to heal 4 hit points. That's 4 hit points across the board.
Sorry, that was a dud. I mean, it worked, but I can do better.
This would heal a regular man.
yeah. This is sort of like, if you meet you're all above that, better than a regular man. Absolutely. A regular man could be guillotined to death. The rest of us, I don't know.
with the last one, everyone gets 8 hit points.
Nice. That's good. To distribute it across everyone, I'm happy.
Distribute it across 5 people, 8 hit points each is pretty powerful.
All right. All right, into
thank
the.
You.
Yeah, look, that's okay. When I've got the ingredients, it's it's worthwhile doing.
Has Gora been screaming this entire time? Does he have to maintain that? That's very good. Right.
He's got a lot of practice.
The lungs on that boy. Yeah. After you.
Oh, I just would have said really quickly, while you're mixing the potion with Piran, I don't know if you would participate, but Piran just like to make himself think of something else, just strikes up a conversation about schooling.
Oh, yeah.
He asks you where you went to, how you learnt to do what you do.
Oh, I was sort of trained, I guess. I was raised by monks, but I was trained by a man named Durok Hardcastle. He was a member of the Sharpshot Companions, and so... So was I for a time. But he was a sort of, it wasn't... The Sharpshot Companions, they were just mercenaries. But Durek had an interest in, like, maybe pull out the Emmanuel and shake that. He had an interest in hunting. And so, well, that ended all rather sourly. But, so he taught me, by and large.
All the while being in the beautiful background of...
What about yourself?
I was born in the Outer Planes, specifically Hell.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of tieflings. Well, basically any human who has a child in Hell, it comes out as a tiefling. The infernal energy just infuses everything there.
That makes sense.
I didn't know my mother very much. She left before I was born, he says as a joke. But my father raised me for as long as he could. It's a brutal place, obviously. Spent a bit of time, there's a, what do you call it, like a coliseum?
Oh, right,
One of the levels of Hell is basically just devoted to this massive combat arena. And I
spent a lot of time there. Yes, I hope to go back sometime.
Really?
I've got... He looks over at you and says, I've got a checklist of people who I need to visit.
Right. If I can spend the rest of my life and never go back to the monastery, I'll be happy, I say. Maybe my hand goes to my little Gregory Bones necklace skull, grinning skull, and I kind of hold it for a second. And then maybe with the wineskin, I'm like, here's to terrible childhoods.
Yes, absolutely.
And we cheer.
Terrible childhoods and revenge.
Okay. Fair enough.
Something I wish for.
Yeah, well, hey, yes. We all need goals.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want truly hydrated skin? Meet Osea's body care breakthrough, Hyaluronic Body Serum. It's clinically proven to increase hydration by 161%. It's lightweight, fast-absorbing, and delivers 24 hours of hydration for silky smooth skin without any sticky afterfeel. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.